Liverpool fight for jobs, homes and services to cut across support for the right Niven Day. Liverpool Socialist Party. A protest against so-called 15-minute city plans in Liverpool was held outside of the town hall on Wednesday, the 10th of September. Among the protesters were a number of prominent right-wing conspiracy theorists. Socialist Party members from Merseyside attended a counter-protest organized by Stand Up to Racism. During the protests, Socialist Party members approached some of the anti-15-minute city protesters to discuss the issues that they had with the proposals. It was obvious that this was not a rally made up entirely of committed far-right activists, although there were definitely some blatantly far-right characters among them. When conversing with them, we found that their issues stemmed primarily in the lack of help from the Labour-run Liverpool City Council. Some even mentioned the work that the 47 Liverpool councillors did in the 1980s, building thousands of council homes and public amenities, not realizing was conducted under the leadership of Militant, the Socialist Party's predecessor. Listening to the concerns raised about 15-minute cities and housing asylum seekers in hotels, we sought to open up a discussion about how best to fight for fully funded public services and council housing, for example. The other groups at the Stand Up to Racism organized rally had a different approach, it mostly amounting to chanting obscenities and accusations towards those on the opposite side of the street. This only escalated divisions, risking driving those in attendance further towards the far right. Most of those attending the anti-15-minute city demo were working-class people, angry at the state of things, a lack of housing, low pay and crumbling public services. Socialist Party members will continue to make the case that the fight against far-right and reactionary ideas has to include fighting for a socialist alternative to address these issues, like the 47 Liverpool councillors did to take on Thatcher,